Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the founder of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another one of our victory videos designed to strengthen and encourage your walk in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at a powerful principle in God's Word that I call the power of the imagination and how God wants to get hold of your dreamer, your imagination, to help you step into His will. In a moment, we'll get into that. First, let me say a great big thank you to those of you who support your missionary. You know, we're the home office for missionaries all over the world, and it's such a joy and a privilege to serve them. We have missionaries that are doing evangelism, Bible schools, discipleship, leadership training, aviation, feeding programs, children's outreaches, all types of missions taking place. But you know, they all have one thing in common. They need the prayer cover and the support of their friends, just like you. So thank you for supporting your missionary. Hey, by the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, then we can help you. I'm going to put the address to our website. Go there, click on the missionary agency section, and see all the details of what we do to stand behind the missionaries that we serve. You know, when you're out there doing God's work, you don't need the stress and the burden of all the administrative duties that have to take place back home. You need a home office that's dependable, professional, and we can do that for you. That's our calling. So be sure and contact us. All right, let's look at, this is part three of our study on the power of your imagination. Now, as I just mentioned, part three, if you missed parts one and two, try to go back and get them because we've already covered a lot of material. And in this session, I want to focus on how to use your imagination in the right way. Now, we said in one of the earlier sessions, and I want to repeat this just to catch you up a little bit, and that is that so many Christians, they shy away from this subject of the imagination because they're like, uh-oh, don't get into that. That's what the New Agers get into. Well, that's kind of like throwing out the baby with the bathwater. Part of the renewing of the mind process, hear me now, part of this mind renewal is letting the Holy Spirit and the Word of God get hold of your dreamer. Can I just put it to you that way? Your dreamer. What do you dream about? What do you imagine? What images do you hold in your heart? Those are very important. And your feet are connected to your imagination. And so what you think about is the direction that you're going to move in. You know, so many Christians in our day and time, we are just inundated because of all the social media and the internet influence. And so many Christians are watching movies and videos and looking at pictures and just absorbing all that into their hearts. And no wonder they wonder, why am I getting off path from God's will? It's because you're not focusing on what God wants you to focus on. Now, we said earlier that the way the Holy Spirit, don't miss this because this is so important to our study, the ways that the Holy Spirit communicate to us, there are many, but two of the main ways, He speaks, but He also shows. The Holy Spirit at times will speak into our heart through a still small voice, or He might speak a prophetic word through a friend that brings a timely word to us. But the other way, the main way the Holy Spirit speaks, is He shows us things to come. That's in John 16. Jesus says the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. And so you begin to have a glimpse in your heart of what can be and what the Holy Spirit might want to show you to do. You know, pilots, they train in flight simulators. Architects, they are highly trained on how to look at a piece of property that others would go like, there's just nothing but old tires and trash out there. But that architect, he can see it before you see it. Did you get that? He can see it before you see it. And that's where we need to go. We need to let part of the renewing process be seeing what God wants us to see. I think it's important in the Word of God talks about dreams and visions. And you know, that's something you see. A dream is something you see. A vision is something you see. So not only will the Holy Spirit endeavor to communicate to you with the written Word of God and with the still small voice on the inside, but you need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit giving you glimpses of the future crusade that you're supposed to have. Or if you're in business, see yourself closing the deal or see yourself purchasing that office or that new home. See it. that is going to make your faith go to a whole new level. Just like God said to Abraham, look at the heavens and what do you see, Abraham? Look at the seashore. What do you see? I see sand. Start counting the sand. Well, it's impossible. God was painting a picture in Abraham's heart of the heavens and of the seashore. So shall thy seed be. Now, Ephesians, I want to look at this just for a moment, and then I want to give you some guidelines for properly using your imagination as a Christian believer, because you can get off in this subject. If you don't use your imagination properly, you can go in the wrong direction, and we don't want to do that. But Ephesians chapter 4, you know, in some places it says, be renewed in your mind. But in this particular word that we're about to read, it doesn't just say, be renewed in your mind. It says something else. Listen to this. Paul says, put off concerning your former behavior, the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and watch this, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now that's an interesting phrase. He says, not just be renewed in your mind. You know, when I take the Word of God and I meditate on the Word of God, I memorize the Word of God, which we know is a key for success as a believer. I'm meditating on the Word. I'm bringing the Word into my heart. I'm endeavoring to live by the principles of the Word. That Word will begin to paint pictures for us. We'll begin to see our lives in a new way. We'll begin to see ourselves, instead of full of anger, we'll see ourselves communicating in peace towards other people. Instead of reacting this way, maybe that's the way we did in our old life, well, all of a sudden our actions start changing. We begin to see a new life. But he says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. So he says the way that you get from the old to the new is you've got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And I will tell you, the imagination is a very important part of that. What do you see about yourself? What do you see about your children? Do you envision the worst possible outcome, or are you seeing by faith? Like Paul said, we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are unseen. So the Holy Spirit will get hold of your heart, and He wants you to begin to run with what He's showing you, not just speaking, but showing you. Now, quickly, and I'm going to put these across the screen, and I encourage you to write these down. These are things that have helped me through the years as God began to speak to me many years ago about using my imagination for Him and for His glory in the right way, and that is such a principle for power in the realm of faith. Number one, the first thing I want to give you is realize the dangers of using your imagination the wrong way. I think this is very important. Realize the dangers of using your imagination in the wrong way. And I don't have time to turn there, but I'll just allude to this. The parable of the sower, do you remember that? In Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20, Jesus talked about the seed that is sown. And He says, your heart is like a garden. If you sow the wrong seed, you'll get the wrong crop. I'm paraphrasing here. He says, but if you sow the Word of God, then the Word of God will spring up in your heart. So when you talk about the realm of the heart, the realm of your spirit, you need to understand that the way God created you is that your heart is like soil. It tends to produce whatever seed is planted there. That's what Jesus was talking about. And Jesus was making a point, make sure it's the Word of God. And when you plant the seed of the Word of God, don't let the... He talked about the birds of the air to come and steal it and the weeds choke it. And there's a lot of interesting principles in the parable of the sower. But Jesus was saying that your heart is like a garden. It produces. It produces. So, you know, if you hold the wrong imagination in your mind and you see yourself involved in ungodly things, if you spend your time looking at ungodly videos and photos, that's putting seed in your heart, and there's danger. You need to understand that your heart is going to produce. You know, the soil does not care what seed is planted there. The soil, the nature of soil is to produce. It's going to produce corn or it's going to produce a weed, whatever's planted there. Well, the way God made our heart realm, that invisible realm of consciousness, the subconscious, the realm of the heart where we meditate, self-awareness, that has a innate power to produce what we plant there. So understand, there are dangers if you use your imagination in the wrong way. The second thing is make God's word your primary seed. So the parable of the sower, Jesus said, plant the word. He said, the word of God is the main seed that we need to be planting. So I can't emphasize enough, it's important for you and it's important for me that we meditate in the word of God daily. Read the word of God on a regular basis. When we can't read the word of God, we're thinking about scriptures. We're applying promises and scriptures to the events in our life. We're basing our life on the word of God. That's the key to success. And that word is like a seed. And so if the word of God says that we can prosper in the right way, where you prosper according to God's will, then if you're a business person, see yourself closing the deal. See yourself successful in your business. If you're a mission worker, see yourself prospering in God's mission work. See yourself developing that feeding program. See yourself having the funding that you need to fulfill God's will. Prosperity is not all about the dollar. Prosperity is about finding and fulfilling God's will. And your imagination is very important to that process. So number one, realize the dangers. Number two, make the Word of God the primary seed. The third thing is let the Holy Spirit show you God's dreams and plans. So it's not only the Word of God, there's the Spirit of God. And I know in my life, I look back and I remember before I ever had my very first pilot lesson, I saw myself flying. The Holy Spirit had put that dream in my heart. It wasn't just a dream I had. I was just wore out from driving. I drove all over creation the first few years of the ministry, and I was going hundreds of miles for one meeting. And finally, I just said to myself, you know, I've got to find a faster way. And so God introduced me to people that flew. They had airplanes. I never thought about that. And all of a sudden, there I was dreaming about it. The Holy Spirit began to say, you can do that. You can do that. I had photos of airplanes, and I began to imagine myself, and here I am many years later as an instrument-rated twin-engine pilot. I've flown crisscross the United States dozens and dozens of times, crossed the Gulf of Mexico to deliver medical supplies. You see, the power of the imagination. So the Holy Spirit, not only will the Word of God begin to program your heart, the Holy Spirit will begin to show you pictures on the inside. You see yourself in that home. You see yourself in that office. You see yourself doing the feeding program. Or you see yourself drilling for water in that community. Or whatever God has called you to do, let the Holy Spirit give you God's plans and dreams. Number four, pray over the goals that God shows you. I can't emphasize this enough. Pray over those images that God shows you. So it's important that when you begin to see it, you also start saying it in prayer. You pray it out. You begin to say, Lord, I thank you that I'll be in that office building. Lord, I thank you that I'll be a pilot or whatever it is. Lord, I thank you that I'll have that crusade and people will come to Christ. Lord, and you begin to pray over the dreams and the visions that God has put within your heart. And so the power of the imagination, the seed goes in there by what? By the Word and by the Spirit. And then you begin to pray it out. You begin to pray over it. Number five, and I think this is an important one. I've gotten some flack over this one at times, but let me explain it, and I think we'll be on the same page. I encourage you to use photos to reinforce the dreams that God puts in your heart. I don't think there's anything wrong with a photo. Because God took Abraham and he said, look into the heavens and look at the stars. Look on the seashore and look at the grains of sand. Start counting them. God was painting a picture. All through the Bible, the prophets of God many times would act out in a theatrical way. They would act out the prophecy that they were trying to communicate to the people. I mean, God is not against photos and God's not against theatrical, because many times when people can see it outwardly, it causes faith to explode within their heart. And I think the same thing is true with photos. I had one guy come up to me after one seminar and he said, we're not supposed to bow down to images. Well, I'm not talking about bowing down to photos and bowing down to images. I'm talking about using photos in a positive way to reinforce what God's put in your heart. So I remember when I was believing for our first airplane. I created a little bulletin board, and I put the kind of planes on there that I felt like would be good for my first step into aviation as an owner. And I began to pray over that, and I began to thank God that one day I would have it. And you know what I did? And we've owned several planes through the years. And so if you're believing for a building or a home, get a photo, put it on your refrigerator, and every time you go by it, just kind of tap it and say, thank you, Lord, that you're going to show me exactly how to accomplish this goal that you've given me. So I think photos can create an image on the inside of us for success that line up with what God wants us to do and accomplish. The sixth thing I'll give you quickly is don't be afraid to adjust the goals and the plans along the way. Don't be afraid to adjust the goals and the plans along the way. I know some people get so specific and then they get disturbed if it's not exactly like that they thought it was going to be. Well, I remember on my little bulletin board, back to that, with the airplanes, the very first plane I owned wasn't really one that I had pictured, but it was in the same category. But God had opened a miracle door for me to get this airplane. I found it in a farmer's barn in Nebraska, if you can believe that. Very first airplane that I ever owned was a Cherokee 6. Great airplane. It is a load hauler. And back in those days, I was hauling around all my resources, cassette tapes, literature from my seminars, and the Cherokee 6 was perfect. Well, I didn't know it when I created the bulletin board. But that bulletin board helped me get along the way. But then when it came to it, I was not afraid to adjust the plans and the goals that God gives me. And so as you move towards God's vision for your life, whether you're in missions or business or your first home, don't be afraid to let it be adjusted along the way. And the last thing I want to give you, number 7, is guard your heart. The Bible has a lot to say about guarding your heart. Why? Because there are forces that are going to try to steal God's dream for your life. Don't let them do it. Don't let them discourage you and don't let them do it. You know, I had people come up. I don't know why I'm stuck on the airplane illustration today, but I am. I had people come up back then. It's like, boy, you know what? Airplanes are sure a way to get killed. Well, it is if you're not trained properly and you're not in God's will and God's plan. But here I am today, flown thousands of hours and crisscrossed the United States many times, as I said. So you want to make sure you're in God's will. You use all of these steps I'm giving you, you'll be in God's will. Because we talked about the Word of God, we talked about the Holy Spirit, and we talked about praying over these. Let the Holy Spirit adjust them. But guard your heart and don't let the forces around you steal the dream. You know, Jesus in the parable of the sower, and that's a passage you really ought to go back and study. And I'm going to put it across the screen again in Mark chapter 4. But Jesus talked about different forces that come and try to steal the Word of God out of our heart. He talked about the weeds. He talked about the fowls of the air, the birds of the air come and they try to take the seed away. And I think what Jesus is saying there is, even though you meditate on the Word, and even though the Holy Spirit has shown you something that you need to be moving towards, and you're seeing it, you're beginning to see it, there are forces that will try to steal it from you, and you need to guard and protect that dream that God has put within your heart. If you'll follow these guidelines, your imagination will be used in the right way, and the power of your imagination will finally be released. And it's not something like, oh my God, I can't use my imagination. You're going to use your imagination one way or the other. Did you hear me? You're going to use your imagination either for God or for negative things. You're going to use your imagination for God or ungodly things. You're using your imagination now. It's a matter of how are you using your imagination. And I'm encouraging you to commit that area over to God and say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my heart and my imagination and my thought life, and He'll help you do it. All right, the last thing, don't forget about all the free Bible studies that we have on our website. We have a lot more information there on this power of the imagination. We have study guides. We have audio sessions. We have sessions on the power and the work of the Holy Spirit. All of our resources are free. And I'm going to put the address right across the screen. Go there and click on the free Bible study section. And you can take this so much further. Well, this is Jason Peebles reminding you, starve your doubts. Feed your faith and follow God's plan for your life.